Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently, so you need to follow the support this show link in the show description, and every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode number 20 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we'll look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we'll give them all a good seeing too. I'm here in my coat cupboard and I would like to say an apology for last week's episode, Lazy Hole, where I told everyone to get up off their lazy hole and share, subscribe, follow. Some people got confused and they thought I meant support the show. Yes, that is an option too, but it's something, you know, we've been forced into during COVID. I was supported by someone. They gave me money to buy a takeaway for my kids because they'd been moaning in episode 18 about not getting takeouts. And someone else supported me. What did they give? Just give me money. They said, oh, I'm getting off my lazy hole and giving you money. Thank you very much. But I didn't mean the money thing because I'm mortified about that. But anyway, whatever. Moving on. This week we are doing assholes. So I am one of those. And this was inspired by a camping trip I had recently with my kids. And we were in a tent. It wouldn't be my choice of how to live. But in the tent nearby, there was somebody snoring like an elephant for the whole night. And I let this clip do the talking, but yeah. Okay guys, so this is the noise from the people camping next to us. Is that a human? Is that an elephant? Is that a motorbike? Is that an asshole? And I think his friend or wife is nearly as loud. So it's actually like a little pig with a fucking giant rhinoceros. Like, I have earplugs, but the man's asleep. Well, I hope it's a man. I'm not sure what to do. I can't kick him in the hole because he's too far away. Like, I'm sorry, but that person sounds like they're going to die, have a heart attack or a nose attack. Who invented camping? Seriously. I don't know who these people are, but they're next to us. The earplugs aren't working. I can hear this from my tent. Like, there's a good 10 metres between me and the next tent. And this is how loud it is. Like, if that was an animal, you'd put it down, wouldn't you?
That, oh yeah, it kept us awake all night. And I approached them the next morning. I'm such an a-hole. I approached them and asked them if they were moving their tent or if they were leaving, because if they weren't, I was going to move my tent. They denied it completely. Although someone did walk out of another tent going, yeah, we were awake all night too. Now, in fairness, they turned it back on me and said there was a couple of teenagers making racket all night and got strikes. So that could have been my tent. Anyway, you know what? If you snore, you're not an a-hole. But yeah, it's not great if you're lying awake. I have a message in here from someone who says, as a builder, I deal with a lot of holes, mainly assholes. Please help. Now, if you're a builder, I think you're an asshole because, you know, I just think he treated us so badly during the Celtic Tiger. I even wrote a book called 50 Ways to Kill Your Builder, but no one would publish it for me because it was too serious. Although builders are great now because they need the work again. And to be fair, even during the whole shitty Celtic Tiger and crash, I had three great builders worked with me on various jobs. So yeah, they're not all assholes, but there's a fair few of you out there. My main asshole issue at the moment would be when I see people with their dogs, and nearly everyone has the bags now, which is brilliant, but it is making it almost worse because the bags are now being left, thrown into gardens, left on the street. I saw a woman throwing one into a schoolyard. Yeah, picked it up, knotted it, flung it into a schoolyard. Anyway, the schools will be shut down again soon. But there are these bags, and I don't know if they all decompose, do you know? Anyway, I went out and about and I asked a few people who they think are assholes. So here's a few interesting snippets.
Hi there, guys. I'm just wondering, I'm doing a podcast called Assholes. Who in life, what habits, what behaviour, what type of people just gets under your goat?
You definitely picking noses.
What is it?
Picking noses.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hate it. I can't stand it. It's disgusting.
And what if they eat it as well?
I would rather get sick than anything else bar that. I would absolutely vomit all out of the place. Like.
And what about the ones who pick the crust out of their eyes?
That's violent. I would, again, rather get sick than see it.
Are there any assholes you find in life, you know, whether it's teachers, parents?
All of the above.
Parents. Parents are assholes.
Especially the homophobic parents.
Oh, homophobic parents, yeah.
We don't like those.
The ones who limit self-expression.
Yeah. Yeah, things are getting better though, aren't they?
It depends on the individual.
Certain staff members at certain Catholic school institutions.
Yeah. Yeah.
They rile me up the wrong way.
Okay.
People who say a lot of stuff and won't say it to our face.
Oh, bitches.
Yeah, bitches now.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And backstabbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyone else?
Fake friends.
Fake friends, same thing. And what about yourself?
I would have said the same thing.
Same thing, just proper assholes.
Exactly.
Okay, and how do you avoid them? Just...
You don't know yet.
Yeah.
If they see you, you just run away or walk.
Yeah. And how do you find that online? Because when I was your age, we didn't have all that bitchy likes and dislikes and follows and all that. Is that tough, or do you just manoeuvre it?
Manoeuvre it.
Yeah. Well, I'd say there'll be no fear for you and the assholes. You're tough enough, yeah?
Yeah.
And you girls, what do you find annoying in life?
Like, like people that like pretend to be your friends and then they'll just like bitch about you behind your back.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same thing. Yeah.
Because I always tell my girls, they're just turned teenagers. I say, look, never put anything in a text unless you're willing to say it to their face, because it'll get back to them.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Be straight up with people, but don't hurt them. Be kind. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for that, guys.
No problem.
Yeah, I totally agree with most of those, probably all of them actually. The Catholic Church, yeah, it still has too much power in various schools. The nose picking, no good. You know, these people pick their toes, nails, not good. You know, if you're into it, go into a bathroom, pick away, eat away, do whatever you like with your excretions, and just wash yourself with antiseptic and then go back out into the public. And the friends one, yeah. Actually, speaking of friends, today I'm going to call a friend. I've lined up a list of numbers here in case they don't answer. And I'm going to have a little, not a bitch now, but I find it hard to discuss assholes without a close friend. And I know my kids said a few podcasts back, I've no friends, but I've managed to put a list of a few together here. So I might call, I'm going to start with Susan, Rachel, MJ, Brona, Jojo, Jane, Paula, Judy, Jen. Anyway, just in case they don't answer, I've made a long list, so I don't feel like I've no friends. Okay, here we go, number one.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, Susan. This is Norma.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. Do you mind taking a call for a podcast?
Yeah, of course. No problem.
Do you mind? It's called Assholes. I
hope you're not pointing fingers at me.
Well, no, I'm certainly not. But I'm looking for people who are kind of... I won't say like me, because that's I'm one of a kind. But people with... people with like a mild filter, not a great filter, who might have something to say about irritating people in life. And you don't have to name names, like you don't have to name your nearest and dearest or anything, but just the type of people that you find in life who are a-holes. If you want some time to go and think about it, go for it. But if anything props to mind, give us a lash.
Jesus, Norma, I've plenty. And you know what? This is pretty appropriate given this COVID lark, because I think the entire nation's tolerance is like so unbelievably low.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
That it's, do you know what else as well? It's like I'm sitting here going through the 85th COVID questionnaire for my kids as they return to school. My tolerance is like, you know, 10 foot under at this stage, whereas
yeah,
I'd like to think I would have been all right. Let me think now.
And you know those forms? I don't read those forms. I just tick one side. But I got caught out. I got caught rotten but for not reading them. Go on anyway.
Do you know what wrecks my head?
What?
When you're, you know, this pretty, you know, massive food shop that we've all been doing. I have a talent about going into the slowest queue when you're going to pay.
Yeah, yeah.
I swear to God, I mean, it's actually a God-given talent of mine. There might be three free and I'll scan it very quickly.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, they look like a speedy one now. And I won't go through the non-scanner because it's the unitemized bagging area lark. So yeah. I can't be dealing with that.
Yeah.
So I'll go to Speedy Gonzalez and I'll then realise that Mary loves taking the slow route and
she does.
Looking at every item.
She does. And she needs everything priced and she's got load of vouchers that are half of them are out of date.
And she's like, oh, I'm really sorry. I just need to get something at the very far end
she
of
does.
The supermarket.
Mary needs to run back. Have you ever changed aisle and got it worse again? So you've zipped into a new one and then the slow one went even faster.
Yes, and even worse, sorry, we're closed. And you've absolutely started loading up your stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, and back in the day when, you know, my folks, I was doing the shop for them, there would be two shops.
Yeah.
So I would have, so I probably was the a-hole for the person, you know, behind me.
Yeah.
Because I was doing two shops. Do you know what another one does my head in? You've got me on a roll now. out in the car.
Yeah.
People who do not indicate. Like when I'm with my husband, he believes that you indicate at the literally nano last second and that the people behind know that he's going to be turning left. And I have actually reached out and indicated for him.
Oh, which, okay. That makes you an a-hole then.
Totally.
Yeah.
I would agree there.
Yeah, but you're right. You're both right. But anyone who reaches into my driving space, that, yeah, I might throw you out the car for that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And then similarly, when I'm driving and he's in the thing, he nearly wants to throw himself out the door himself with my driving. So
okay,
it's not a match made in heaven there. But
when I'm in a car, I do this... And he goes, if you one more. So he nearly threw me out at the end of 11 one day because if he gets close to another car, I don't want to, you know, interfere. But I have this just impulse and I go, it's like Tourette's. So anyway.
Last one for you. So you're going to throw diesel in your car, right?
Yeah.
And you're running in and it's lashing rain. and you fill up your car, you run in, you want to give your 50 quid, and the fella, the guy behind the till, wants to sell you a Mars bar. You're in the zone of, I pay for my petrol.
Oh yeah.
And I'm coming across as a very now angry person. I'm actually not. I love life.
Yeah, you do, Susan. But to be fair, we're all like trapped animals at the moment because of COVID. So we're wild. We've too much time to think about the people that drive us crazy. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
So like if the schools don't stay open, like you and I could be in John of God's for a little spell.
Or AA, because I right. think where wine comes into it, it's fantastic. It's, you know,
yeah.
6:01 p.m. on a Friday for me is, I try and do the old Monday to Thursday.
Do you? See, that, but that's a normal week. That's not even COVID. 6:01 on a Friday. There used to be something wrong with you if you weren't. Yeah. How about 1 minute past midday on a Tuesday? I think that's the normal during COVID.
Been there. Actually, this Tuesday just gone was one of those. My God.
Yeah.
Have you got any head wrecking things that really do your head in on a daily basis?
Chewing is a big one for me. If someone is opposite me and they're chewing and I can see their food, it's not good for me. I can't stand it. And I a lot of people do it and they continue. Like yeah. If I went to meet you now for lunch, I won't get the salad because there'll be spinach in my tooth. I won't get the steak because there might be a bit of grizzle to chew. I'll get something that'll nearly, like a meringue, that'll dissolve in my mouth. So
really? And would you tell somebody that you're with that they have spinach in their tooth?
Well, I would always tell them about the spinach. But recently I had to tell someone quite close to me going, there was a younger fella and I just said, look, you're never going to get a girlfriend if they can see that going on in your mouth. So yeah.
What did he say?
I didn't pay any attention to me whatsoever. No. Continued on, which is fair enough. I can't stand when I can see. It's like chewing the cud. It's like watching a cow. You can see. It's like a washing machine. You can see the food going around their mouth as they talk. Like
it's unnecessary, isn't it?
Yeah. Like if I'm really stuck on a piece of crust or something and I have to say something to you, I'll put my hand in front of my mouth and say the few words through the spatter.
And my sister certainly, I know, she can't stand people eating apples, the crunching.
Okay, well, I'm a whore for the apples, so they need to get over that. They need to get
like,
over that.
If I ring her, she's like, you're not eating, are you?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't ring somebody anyway and eat an apple. That's crazy.
No.
That does stand out. I remember her saying, God, I can't stand that noise.
My sister-in-law threw my mother-in-law out of the car and made her walk home from work one day because she was chewing a Granny Smith. She said, out. It's either me or the apple. If you want to finish that apple, you're walking home. Threw her out.
Yeah, I don't know.
And actually, the other day I was, I pulled into a car space and the car next, I was getting my bits together, the car next to me, three times they opened their door and banged my driver's door.
Oh.
Now, I'm okay on time one. I got angry on time two. Time number three, I pulled down the window and said to this 10-year-old lad, I said, look, please just don't bang the door again while you're trying to get into the car. And the mother was at the boot putting in her trolley shopping stuff. And this other lad in the front of the car, he was about 12. He stuck his head out the window and said, don't you effing speak to my effing brother like that. You effing FF. You can F off and stick your FFFF. It just went on abnormally long. I rolled up my window because I was so afraid. And the mother just stayed staring at me and she headed off to put her trolley back. I was like, okay, let the ground open up. How do I deal with this? She came back, I rolled down my window and I just went, you know what, my kids are similar age and they're starting to play around with the old cursing as well. She had tears in her eyes and she said, my eldest is autistic and COVID has got the better of me. I can't control what he's saying to people anymore. And she had tears rolling down her face. Now, I was so glad I didn't attack them. I was so glad.
You're absolutely right. And in all seriousness, there are anxieties in all of us with regard to the restrictions being put in place. And you have to be kind. I think you handled that really well. I think you nicely said it after the third time with probably a major dent in your door.
Yeah.
But I do think she's sounds like an absolute legend.
Oh, she was genuine. You know, when you see, because I thought she was going to come back and give out to me or just be aggressive or whatever. And she came back with the welling up in the eyes going, she wanted to go for a coffee with me and leave her two kids in the car. She was broken.
broken.
Oh, she needed to go and put her trolley back to have a little bit of, like, just 2 minutes to kind of get her kind of her thoughts and stuff, you know?
And I would have disappeared if I could, but I couldn't. And anyway, it was fine. It was fine.
No, that kind of was a really genuine situation, you know?
Yeah.
I've had a few people in parking spaces. I remember one pulling up with a parent-child's parking space.
Yeah.
And this lady got out and said, "Excuse me, this is for parents and children as I whip around my newborn."
Oh, good girl.
On my hip.
Good
and
girl.
I actually didn't hear, and I said, "Sorry." And she goes, oh, like this.
Oh, my God.
I just sometimes think you have to take people, you know, I don't know what's going on in their lives. Be kind to people.
Says the two who've just called half the world assholes.
Very quick to make judgments on my family, my husband and myself, totally. But on the other side, there is a balance. Yeah.
There is a balance.
Aren't we great, Norma? Aren't we great? We're doing our best.
Come here, judge. Sorry for keeping you so long. I thought I was going to keep you for just a few seconds. Do you know what? I might get you on another podcast because I love the way your brain thinks. So do you mind me sticking your bits up on asshole?
Go for it.
Okay. Yeah, asshole two. Asshole the second. Post COVID assholes. Yeah.
I love it.
All right.
Listen, okay, talk to
you. Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed that. And for any men out there, that's the way women have a chat. We don't bitch. It's not bitching. We discuss things and we get them off our chest. So thanks for that, Sue. Okay, I think that's enough on assholes. Next week I'm doing birth hole. That'll be interesting. So yeah, if you enjoyed this podcast, share it with your friends. If you didn't enjoy it, shut your hole. And send your hole queries to healyourhole.com. Follow on Instagram, Norma Shane Actor. Oh Jesus, I think there's a truck passing. Can you hear that? Go on. And I wouldn't mind, like, but I'm in the coat cupboard. Anywho, so like, subscribe, share, whatever you have to do, just do that stuff. And you don't have to, well, you can show me all your money if you want, but you don't have to. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.